the rest of the story. Imagine taking a deep breath and nothing happens. No, I mean nothing, as though you had never inhaled at all. That happened to Chris one night just after dinner. He took a breath, and yet he did not. Predictably, he panicked. He tried to breathe again and again, but his oxygen-starved bloodstream could not be force-fed. Then came the cramping, then the diaphragmatic spasms. An ambulance arrived in time, and Chris was rushed to Good Samaritan Hospital, Los Angeles. There was emergency treatment followed by tests, and the test results were astonishing. Chris's lungs were coated with a fine dust. Aluminum dust? Aluminum dust. Now this is the rest of the story. Once upon a time, Chris had been a pre-med student, and show business was the furthest thing from his mind. But when his family went broke in Florida's land boom, Chris dropped out of school and went to New York in search of work. His dancing instructor father had encouraged him to take dance lessons years previous. Broadway needed good dancers, so Chris got a job in the chorus of a musical. There followed more musicals and better parts, and before he knew it, Chris was performing musical comedy in Hollywood, and he was a star under contract to MGM. He also appeared in loan outs to 20th Century Fox, but then, one autumn, Chris was offered the role of a lifetime. It was a part in a surefire hit picture that would make his a household name forever after. It was a most unusual role, requiring an exotic costume and makeup, but within 4 weeks of rehearsals, there was plenty of time to experiment to get everything just right. The makeup artists finally settled on clown white grease paint, followed by generous powder puffing of pure aluminum dust. In one 10-hour shooting, Chris would be powdered 24 or more times, and each of those times he would be breathing the metallic dust, taking more and more of it into his lungs. It was very early in the production that Chris was rushed to the hospital. His skin was a brilliant blue. He struggled for each breath, and yet beneath his oxygen tent he continued to receive telephone calls from the studio. The moguls, characteristically short on sympathy, now were furious. Chris could not possibly be sick, they insisted. He was due on the set. But Chris was sick, a severe reaction to his metal dust makeup. And although after many weeks he did recover, chronic bronchitis plagues him to this day. The once-in-a-lifetime movie role that went to another actor, on whom the makeup artists used aluminum paste instead of dust. After losing the part, Chris's show business career went into a tailspin. More than two decades would pass before he reemerged as a television superstar of the first magnitude. And so it is Jack Haley, whom generations of children have loved and remembered as the Tin Woodman in The Wizard of Oz. But because Chris was allergic to tin, he had to drop out of Dreamland, only to strike it rich in 1962 as Jed Clampett of the Beverly Hillbillies, and again as a charming and tenacious detective called Barnaby Jones. Ah, yes, you've long admired Chris. That's his Christian name, Christian, but you've always called him Buddy. Buddy Ebsen. And now you know the rest of the story.